from all around the world. We share the same sun, we share the same oceans. We are every boy and girl. Come together and share.
How appropriate! I'll give it a minute. Turning obstacles into opportunities. An obstacle, something that impedes progress or achievement. Stumbling block, deterrent, hurdle, interference, obstruction. A stair, a wall. The pandemic, technology, discrimination, lack of braille, and we can go on. Obstacles, deterrents, roadblocks, opportunities, a favorable time or occasion, a situation or condition favorable for attainment of a goal, a good position, chance, or prospect. A step, a wall, create a door, the pandemic, technology, access to braille. In the last year, we have had obstacles and we have had opportunities. We have turned our obstacles into opportunities. 18 months ago in March, as soon as we went homebound, we went virtual in the NFB of SC. With Palmetto Connects, 18 months ago. I'm not sure exactly how many folks attended then, but it was low because we hadn't gotten the word out. We had to find a way to disseminate information to our members. So, we started with Zoom 18 months ago. We have had so many opportunities in this Federation family and this affiliate over the past year. I would love to share those with you as we celebrate our opportunities and our accomplishment in this affiliate. If I happen to leave something out, please know that the presentation should only take 30 minutes. So we may not just have enough time for everything. as David Rabacco mentioned, we established the Sports and Rec Division. And David's goal is to attain at least 10 more members. There are more than 10 people sitting in this room right now. And there are more than 10 people up on Zoom. I will try to project my voice. We created several committees, including but not limited to advocacy, grant, we care, diversity, equity, and inclusion, Braille, doing our fair share. We increased contributions to PAC. We went from 13 to 12. Although you may say that is not much, but it's a step in the right direction. We increased our average by $1 a month. And we increased our giving by over $100. Our goal is the top 10, and we will be there. Consistently had 50 to 60 participants for Palmetto Connects, held bi-weekly. This is our way of getting information out to those in our affiliate with activities statewide and nationally. We had our first ever virtual talent show held by our fundraising committee, which brought in over $4,000 to the affiliate. Thank you to the hard work of Deborah Canty, who chairs that committee, and to the members of that committee for your hard work. Rocky Bottom held its first online auction, which raised over $9,000 to benefit the camp. We will have that again this year, starting at the end of October. First time we have offered online registration for membership. Now, folks could say that was an obstacle as well, because many of our members do not have access to technology. So we are working to partner with our student division to make that a success and for more folks to have that opportunity. More individuals from assisted living facilities, hospitals, social workers, occupational therapists that have referred folks to the National Federation of the Blind of South Carolina. That is a praise. That is amazing. That means we are getting out there in the public. on the web that we come up as a resource. Outreach to several individuals that requested service assistance from the NFB of SC. A blind homeless gentleman. Other older individuals requesting canes and bump dots and help in their homes. Teenagers, students, young people, never heard about the National Federation of the Blind of South Carolina. Recently blinded adults and folks that have been blind a long time hearing about our organization. The fact that we had 124 people register for this convention in person during a challenging time, and the fact that we have nearly 70 participating virtually as well. These individuals come from states including Florida, Maryland, Arizona, Nevada, Missouri, Texas, and more. Networking with other affiliates to offer movie night on the first Friday of each month and game night on the third Friday of each month. South Carolinians, if you didn't know about it, please join us. Our Federation family from other affiliates have enjoyed what we have given and how we are serving in the Federation. And because of that, we have gained friends in so many more places. Folks to collaborate on convention, having a hybrid convention. Two, even Family Feud and other fun things that we do virtually. Our newer members have come in with a bang, actively participating via Zoom and other ways, because we pledge to participate actively in the National Federation of the Blind. Not attend a chapter here and there, or one board meeting, or it is to actively to participate in our organization. We developed a statewide NFB of SC community during the pandemic with increased communication and more opportunities to attend chapter, division, and committee meetings. I have tried to attend as many of those meetings as possible. And I have enjoyed watching the camaraderie and folks networking, sharing their experiences, and becoming friends. We have also increased our NFB of SC board members that have been open to all membership to discuss issues as they arise so that we are transparent. We used to have quarterly board meetings. We have probably bi-monthly board meetings now to really increase the transparency. We are a work in progress. We have introduced some random drawings during Palmetto Connects. Hopefully, of course, that ain't, we want folks to come, maybe not so much for the gift cards, but for the information provided. We also had our statewide seminar and our leadership seminar beginning of the year. We are not going to be perfect. We are a work in progress. Our vision for 2021 and 2022, for the upcoming year, to increase membership into the National Federation of the Blind. We talked about how, because we've done online registration and because we have not met in person as much, our membership has dropped slightly because our 2020 members, some of them did not have an opportunity to renew. So we will be working diligently with our membership committee to ensure that members are reconnected and make sure their dues are paid in the best format that works best for them. Reassess and streamline committees. We folks had ideas about different committees. I had some ideas about committees. And so we threw them out there. And we learned that some of those committees could be combined. So we will be combining committees such as legislative and advocacy, public relations and social media. And some more tweaks will be made. To rebuild chapters. Some of you, some of the presidents of some of our chapters have reached out to say, we need help. And we have had other chapters to say, we are willing to help you. Thank you to our chapters who helped get off the ground a Florence chapter. And to encourage our president, Jamaica Cooper, in Florence. Thank you so much to those chapter presidents and to our representatives in that area to support her. And as we reassess and try to rebuild some of our chapters in South Carolina, I know that all of you will be willing to assist in that process. Developing a new and more inclusive PSA. That is being done and in development, and we will have a video to preview for our board very soon, because we want input from you. Establish a guide dog and a faith in communities divisions, not the same division. Guide dog division and a faith in communities division. We have folks that have expressed interest. So we are looking forward to launching that soon. Evaluate operations for improvement, decrease duplication of efforts. We want to try to be a well-run machine and organization. We definitely have some bumps, some obstacles, but we have hope, love, and determination to get through those. To increase public presence, to improve awareness and outreach. There are 150,000 blind and visually impaired South Carolinians. We have less than 500 members in our organization. We have a lot of work to do to let the community, individuals, families know who we are and our mission, our philosophy. We also want to find where people's strengths lie and how that fits into our organization. A lot of times people will say, "Well, you like to do that?" And they don't want to tell you no. They want to be helpful. They want to tell you no, but maybe that's not the best. Maybe that's not their strength. If I had to be the president of the technology division because I said I'll be willing to do it, you probably wouldn't be getting the best person for that. So sometimes it's okay to say, "No, I would love to, but that's not where my gifts lie. Let me help you discover what I can do to help." So really trying to figure out where you want to fit into this organization. I have asked questions at our in our weekly newsletter. Has anybody seen the questions? Thank you, Shannon. Thank you, Shannon. And Andrew Adams. And Patricia Smith Jenkins. And there are a few others who consistently answer those questions and send me feedback. And there's a reason. A, did you read the positive note? But B, I want to know. Where do you see yourself in this organization? As a chapter or division president? Chairing a committee? Just being an active member is the most important role. You don't have to be a board member. You don't have to be a president. An active member. If you want to give and serve this organization, let us know. Let me know. I want to know. And how can you best serve this organization? What are your talents? What are your strengths? And to try to engage our members, us, in new and creative ways. How do we stop from being stale? How do we continue to re-engage veteran members? To also reach out to individuals who have not renewed their memberships. We talked about that. We've thought of some ways. We need some help. Join the membership committee. Looking to identify highly motivated leaders. Leaders with initiative, with passion, with love, with determination for this organization. We have so much work. And the current leadership, including myself, will not be around forever. I would love for us as leaders to train the next generation of leaders to take the reins. We are always watching out for hardworking members to keep our leadership pool fresh and ready to do the hard work, yet rewarding work required to inspire and uplift the organization and the community and the communities in which we live and serve. Sometimes leaders are quiet leaders. Sometimes you have a skill you would like us to know about. And you can always approach me, another board member, someone you trust, and offer up your time and talents. Obstacles into opportunities. This week, we have been faced with some obstacles. But without those obstacles, there wouldn't have been opportunities and resources for this organization. My son, when he was tested positive for COVID, we could say that was an obstacle. But that has proven to be an opportunity for this organization. How is a blind person to be tested for COVID when you can't interact with others? You can't take an Uber or a Lyft, and you can't ask someone to take you if they've been around you, or even if they haven't. You don't know what your condition is. What was I going to do? So in Richland County, you can call 911 and have them come out. That is not the case in Lexington County and probably other counties in this state. So my friend Google, I looked up the EMS that was nearest to my home. And I called them. And I told the gentleman who I was, and I said, this may be a very strange question, but I need to be tested, and I need to be tested soon. And he said, I happen to know the director of rapid testing and of mobile outreach for DHEC. For DHEC in South Carolina. So he reached out to his friend His friend lives 1.7 miles from my home. The gentleman came out after work, and I stood in my driveway while he tickled my nose with a test. Very unpleasant, I may say, as you know, probably. He collected my information and told me that the rapid test was just as effective as others. And being that he is a medical professional and works for DTEC as a director, I trust him. I tested negative on Tuesday and again on Thursday morning at 8:30 a.m. before I came to be with all of you at this convention. My son is doing well. And I thank you for your prayers and your thoughts and your concerns for him and our family. Their father is also negative, and so far, my daughter, who is 8, has also does not have symptoms. So I tell you this story because if my son had not tested positive, and if I didn't need a test, how would we have found a resource for our blind, other disabilities, homebound, that need a test or a vaccine in their home? We would have never known. An obstacle into an opportunity. I was talking to our friends in Sumter just the other day. One of the ladies was in the hospital, didn't know she would be here. Praise God, Della is here today. And when I was talking to Miss Janice, she said, "I'm not coming." It was her and two other ladies were rooming together. And she said, "I can't come, Miss Baser." "Miss Janice, are you not coming because you don't want to come, or financially you cannot come?" "Financially, I cannot come if Miss Della is not going to be there." We are the National Federation of the Blind of South Carolina, and our word for 2021 is unity. And if our folks cannot come for a financial reason, let's find a way to make it and get them here. I told Miss Janice there were people who gave extra this year, and we would take care of it if I had to reach in my pocket or go ask one of you. We would make it happen. Miss Janice said, I was reading my Bible in Paul about miracles and you called. I was in tears because that was on Wednesday. I was supposed to have called them on Monday. But with my son diagnosed, I was definitely not in that world to do that. So I called her on Wednesday. Perfect timing. God always has perfect timing, perfect planning. And then she said, "You're calling Miss Joy?" "Yes, ma'am, I'm calling Miss Joy. Please tell Miss Joy that I'm going, because the other day I had told Miss Joy I was not going." Thank you so much for what you do. And guys, this is not about me. This is about sharing how just in this week, we are turning obstacles into opportunities for all of our members and our potential members in this organization. And one other story is that we had folks from Spartanburg, that needed to get here. And how are we going to get over 6 folks from Spartanburg? We rented a van, we found a driver, and here they are today. It is the work of us coming together in unity to help our fellow Federationists. We have come a long way this year, my Federation family. We have come a long way as Bind South Carolinians. We have a proud people. We are a hardworking community. We have our struggles, but we have our strengths. We have our obstacles, but we have made lemons into lemonade. I am impressed with all we have accomplished this year. And for many of us, we have worked hard and we have been dedicated to this organization. The blind of this state, all of us are making its mark. We will always march forward. Blindness is not what holds us back. South Carolina, we continue to do the hard work of this organization with love, hope, and determination. And so long as there is one blind person who needs us, the work will continue. Our work is not done, and we will never stop until discrimination is removed from all of the blind. Thank you. We are. Are you speaking? Would you like to speak?
Well, I was going to congratulate you.
Oh, thank you. And then you're going to adjourn. Give us a few more minutes and we will have you to lunch.
I just want to congratulate you, Madam President, for a great report. And I want to congratulate all of you, the members, for first electing Jennifer, but supporting her and doing all the hard work that is necessary to make our dreams come true. I know earlier this week, Jennifer called me and President Riccobono very upset because she didn't think she's going to be able to make the convention in person because she didn't want to expose people unnecessarily. But as you saw, she is resilient. She did what has been recommended by the Centers for Disease Control, got tested, fully vaccinated, and she was safe to come. And determined to come because she knows how important the work is that we do in the Federation. So once again, congratulations on the report, but mostly congratulations on the great work you're doing here in South Carolina. Let's go build the National Federation of the Blind.